This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Undoubtedly one of the biggest stories of the year, if not the decade, police have announced in a press conference held just a few minutes ago at the county office building, 5th Street Extended, the UVA City and County Police officers have announced that there has been an arrest in two of the rape and sexual assault attacks, two of the total of seven that have occurred since 1997, known locally as the serial rapist. Nathan Antonio Washington is the alleged rapist. He was arrested shortly after 1 a.m. this morning, I believe at his home at 986 Old Brook Road, Abingdon Crossing Apartments. He's being charged with a total of five sexual assault-related charges: burglary, rape, burglary with intent to rape, attempted forcible sodomy, attempted rape, three charges in the city related to a November 11th, 2002 attack that occurred in the Willoughby neighborhood off 5th Street Extended on Harris Road, and two sexual assault-related charges related to an August 18th, 2004 attack, during which the attacker broke into a residence, waited for his victim to come home. When she got home, he punched her and sexually assaulted her. If you've been around this town long enough, you know that they've been looking for this guy for a long time. And all we can hope here is that that they got him, that this is indeed the guy. Police in their press conference this afternoon were very reluctant to discuss any DNA evidence. In fact, all they pretty much said about it is, we're not going to talk about it. They said that, I guess they just want to make sure they got a tight case, rock solid, and they're not going to be trying this guy in the media. They're not going to be rushing to release information. It was said it would be irresponsible and premature to comment on scientific evidence. That from police chief of the city, Tim Longo. So there was no comment this afternoon regarding the DNA evidence, what I can tell you that we know from the previous reports is that the O2 attack was linked with DNA evidence to four previous attacks, and the O4 attack was also linked with the others. So if they have DNA on this guy for one of these, and they say they have. They're going to be charging him with two, then it's very possible, let's just say, that the DNA would link him with other crimes. And Jim Camblos, Commonwealth Attorney, did confirm during the press conference that he is a confirmed suspect in all the other cases. And Camblos says certainly he is, quote unquote, a suspect in the other cases. Joining us live in studio, Courtney Stewart, the reporter who broke this story today on the Hook blog at readthehook.com. You were at the press conference just raced over here from the press conference. Thank you so much for coming in.
No problem. Thanks. Yeah, I did.
Now tell us, sort of unfold this day for us and when it started for you, and fill us in on some of the details.
All right. Well, it started for me sometime probably mid-morning, early to mid-morning. I don't know, 9:30, 10:30, something like that. I got an anonymous tip that police had made an arrest that was connected to the serial rapist case, and that the only information I got was that this man likely worked at Harris Teeter, that he was married, and that this person, I think, thought he lived in the Woodbrook neighborhood, or at least that's what I heard. So that was sort of what I was operating on. So I made a few calls, and most of the official channels wouldn't confirm or deny, which, you know, made me a little more suspicious that I might be onto something, because usually they would just say, I don't know where you got such a crazy idea if there was nothing to it. They just said, you know, and then pretty soon after that, there was an announcement that there was going to be a press conference, a multi-jurisdictional meeting. So, again, I thought that seemed like I was heading in the right direction. And then I contacted Harris Teeter, and while he wouldn't comment, the manager there, he wasn't surprised by my call either. So again, and then he confirmed that indeed their press office in North Carolina would probably be prepared for calls relating to this matter.
Right.
So I had confirmation pretty much at least on the Harris Teeter connection. So then I went over there. I actually went in the store, tried to ask some employees if they'd heard anything. A few of them, I had already posted something on the blog. And a few of them said they had gotten calls, but the calls were coming from news reports that were now out. And I actually went to the meat department, where I later learned Mr. Washington worked, and his coworkers there had not yet heard anything about his arrest, and they had no idea who it might have been.
So you have Courtney Stewart of The Hook as my guest. So you have confirmed that he is an employee at Harris Teeter and works in the meat department.
Yes. Yeah.
Because we haven't seen that anywhere else either.
That actually came from a neighbor. I went over to his apartment. At that point, I think one of the other, or the TV stations had released his name. And so I followed that and got his address quickly and went over there. And a neighbor said that that he had frequently given him tips on sales in the meat department.
Okay. So Nathan Antonio Washington arrested shortly after 1 a.m. this morning. Perpetrator in some of the serial rapist attacks that have occurred here in our area since 1997. Courtney Stewart from The Hook broke this story earlier this morning. So he's married. We know that this guy is married, the alleged rapist. He's married with four children, they said in the press conference.
It had originally been reported, even by me, that there were three. That was what the neighbor said. He had three under 12. It seems that there's...
Might be an older child.
Or maybe he just never saw all four of them together. So I don't know the ages.
Right, right. And we understand that Nathan Washington is in custody at the local jail complex on Avon.
And I understand he uses the name Tony. So, if anybody knows him, this would be a guy that I think generally goes by the name Tony Washington.
Tony Washington, okay. And his family has left. They are out of town, which is probably smart.
What I heard this morning was that, in fact, they were still in town as of today, that one of the, I think the Channel 29 news crew was there a couple of minutes before I arrived, and his wife, whose name I believe is Kimberly, arrived home with the kids. She arrived home, saw what was happening, saw that the press was there, and then left. And of course, that's a completely hideous situation for her for the kids.
Yeah, yeah, it's an understatement. And just to remind folks, if you're just joining us, the police announced just a few minutes ago that Nathan Antonio Washington of Old Brook Road in Abington Crossing Apartments was arrested. He's being charged with a total of 5 sexual assault related charges. I believe 3 in the city, 2 in the county.
Right, relating to two separate incidents,
incidents, right. One, the occurring in the city on November 11, 2002, a rape and attack that occurred at a home in the Willoughby neighborhood on Harris Road, and another attack on August 18, 2004, in Webland Court in the county, occurring in a woman's home. And what's interesting, Courtney, is in the press conference, they wouldn't talk about the DNA. And yet, previously, whenever this story has surfaced in the media, it's all been about the DNA.
Yeah.
They've talked a whole lot about the story has been the DNA.
It was frustrating, as they warned us before they even started taking questions, that it was going to be an exercise in frustration. And it indeed was, because they weren't even willing to confirm things that they had previously said on the record. If you were simply trying to make sure that you'd reported it correctly in the past, they just wouldn't comment. And I understand they really do have to be careful and make sure that they have all their eggs in a
right. Yeah,
all their ducks in a row.
Yeah, I mean the priority at this case, the priority at this point is the case against this guy, and that's their job. Totally understandable.
Right,
their job is way down the list is to talk to the press and inform the community about the particular nuts and bolts of what's going on here. But the priority is making sure that they have a solid case for the Commonwealth's attorney to go on. But if folks have missed, news about this case, we know based on, as you say, when they talked on the record before, we know from past reports, you and I have covered this story for years. We know that these particular attacks, the two he's being charged with, the DNA from those attacks, we do know, is linked
right
to all the other
right
attacks by the serial rapist.
So if he is indeed found to have been guilty in those two, then it's reasonable to then,
assume the same guy did the other attacks.
Right.
Because we already know that the DNA from those two attacks is the same DNA from the other attacks.
Right. I think finally the Albemarle Commonwealth's attorney, Jim Campbell, has admitted that, of course, it's obvious that he would be a suspect in all these other cases, and that, people are just trying to force them to admit the obvious. But in fact, it is obvious.
Right, right. And he said as much. He said, quote unquote, certainly he is, quote unquote, a confirmed suspect in the other cases. Of course he is. They just have to build the case. They have to put it all together and before they can come out and say, we've got the guy. But at this point here on August 13th, 2007, it looks like, in fact, we do have the guy. If it turns out that this particular person, Nathan Antonio Washington, if his DNA matches any of these cases, this, in fact, looks like a fairly solid case against him that will be mighty tough to fight in court.
And it's hard to believe that
they
would...
Of course, we said the same thing about O.J.
Exactly. And then there had been, you know, who's the... I'm not thinking of his name, the guy who was sort of basically tried in the press for, I think it was the Atlanta Olympic bombing.
Oh, right, right, yeah.
You know, where you basically can sort of destroy somebody, and then if they weren't guilty, then it's not a good thing.
And we certainly don't want to do that. At this point, all we know is Nathan Antonio Washington has been arrested and is charged with five sexual assault-related charges relating to two separate rapes and attacks, one in 2002, one in 2004. And these two attacks are part of a much longer list of attacks that police believe has been committed by the same person.
Yeah. One thing I think is interesting, and I noticed this in a question that was asked in the press conference where somebody said, is it true that a victim saw him at the grocery store and that was where this tip, where it started? And I don't know whether that has any basis in reality, but it does seem quite likely that somebody among all these victims, some of them at UVA, would have at least been in that Harris Teeter at some point. And he certainly, I was just there at the meat department. It's an open department. You can see everybody working back there. So,
my God, can you imagine if that's true, that this woman was out shopping and just looked up across the grocery store? Because there was some supposition for a long time that perhaps, and we even heard this from the police, well, we think he's left the area. We don't think that this was previously may have been a member of the community, may or may not, but we think that he's left the area. We heard that for years.
We did, and we heard, because there's been nothing that they've been, there have been no reported attacks that have been definitively linked to him in the last 2 years.
Right.
Two and a half, more than 2 years.
Yeah. Well, August 18, 2004 was the last one, wasn't it?
I think there was something in January of 2005. I was trying to dig this up because I keep seeing that 2004 number, but we had some mention of it in the paper that there was an assault in Belmont that, going back, I didn't have time to research it as fully as I wanted, but I think there was something in early 2005.
Right, right. Amazing story. And, of course, it also makes me think of the we're talking with Courtney Stewart of The Hook. Nathan Antonio Washington arrested shortly after 1 o'clock this morning, charged with two of the rape and attacks on the list of serial rapists attacks that have occurred here in Central Virginia since February of 97. I think of the police sketches. You remember early on, years ago, the police sketches for this guy? If this is the guy, boy, were they off.
They were off. In fact, I remember seeing the first one probably in 98 or 99, and I thought, if this person actually looks like this sketch, there can only be one of them out there. He looks so bizarre that how could he be walking among us and not have people just say, well, there he is. You know, he had, like, his neck was incredibly long. And
he looked, the sketch looked exactly, if you've ever seen Fat Albert, it looked exactly like Mushmouth.
Exactly.
And that's what we would say around the newsroom. This is Mushmouth. How could we not see this guy?
Yeah.
But if again, a very big if Nathan Tony Washington is the guy, he looks nothing like that police sketch. And, of course, that's just, you go on what you can go on. You go on what you get, and who would fault a victim for not having a crystal clear memory in a situation like that.
But right.
Again, it just underscores how difficult it is.
Yeah, and there's so much time, and certainly somebody changes. We're talking about 10 years. So his weight could have changed, his hair, his facial hair.
He could have looked exactly like Mushmouth 10 years ago.
Yeah. Well, the new one in 2003 was a little more reasonable, but it still doesn't look like him.
And what's funny, if this is the guy, he looks nothing like people I know who've been brought into the police station, you know, African-American men in town who are friends of mine who've been brought downtown and questioned.
For the buckle swabbing, because that was something I was going to
again, mention. That's part of this whole story. And remind folks about that, what that had to do with it.
Well, that was just, this has been vexing the police department for years. And as in an effort, I guess, possibly a misguided effort, to try to rule people out as suspects, they commenced this plan where they would do buckle swabs, which is like a Q-tip inside the mouth to take cells. And so they were basically...
just to build the DNA databank.
To build the DNA databank, but also to rule out, because they had the sample from these assaults. And so they could say to these men, we know or we believe that this is a black male who's done this. And if you give us your DNA, we'll know not to look at you. And then we'll move on to the next. But of course, that is not really the way... fair investigations. You can't test everybody and take their
well. That's presumed
DNA.
Guilty,
right? It's presumed guilty, and so a lot of people were not. Were rightfully probably not.
Yeah, understandably
happy with that.
So. Understandably,
and, but
so.
And then that also led to another bizarre little twist where they did some sort of DNA analysis after this outcry and this whole issue of. Discrimination and targeting, racial targeting came up. They then had the DNA analyzed so that they could say with whatever likelihood who his ancestors likely were, because they said we can't actually say this is a black male. We can say, and I don't remember exactly what it was something like, we can say that this is a person who has likely ancestry at 85% from Africa with 10% American Indian and 5% something else, European.
They were doing everything they could, and all they had were these rough sketches, these horrific, horrible, horrible stories from these women.
Right.
And some DNA. So for so many years, the story here has been the DNA.
Right.
And the headlines, would all be talking about the DNA this, the DNA that, and here we are on August 13th, and they're not talking about the DNA. But they are talking about Nathan Antonio Washington, Tony Washington, arrested shortly after 1 o'clock this morning, charged with a total of 5 sexual assault-related charges having to do with 2 separate attacks, one in 2002, one in 2004, both of which are on the list of attacks committed by what is believed to be one person, the Charlottesville serial rapist. We've been reading stories about this unknown figure here for over 10 years in our area. So it all started in February of 1997. Courtney Stewart, a reporter at The Hook, broke the arrest of Tony Washington this morning on The Hook blog. Courtney, thanks for coming in. I know you're very busy. I really appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks, Coy.
And we're going to continue to follow this story as it develops, and I'm sure we'll be talking about this quite a bit in the coming days and weeks as we follow what happens to the case. And certainly police, when they're ready to release more information about what's going on, we will bring that to you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.